About the zeros.
Hello everyone and welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First. We are in season 3, episode something or other. I am really bad when we get close to the end. I get very excited and I'm like, oh, this is season finale. This is season finale. But you know what? There's a certain math I've noticed with Star Wars. It usually takes us 2 episodes to do a combat. So I think I can, looking at how many combats are left and the story that's not very thick in between them, I think I can estimate, and I should be able to, not tonight, don't worry, but I should be able to have a much closer look at the season finale. But tonight, we have a full house plus one. Of course, leading our band of merry dwellers is, well, Merrick, because we're in combat. I mean, you guys just finished the combat on the catwalks, doing your little turn on the catwalk. No? Nobody?
On the catwalk.
Thank you. Getting to the doors, Merrick landed? Merrick, did you land? Or are we still burning jetpack like you? Merrick?
Yeah.
Did you land?
Yeah.
And we burned how many rounds of your jetpack?
Let me take a look.
I believe it was 7.
Yeah.
Yes, I have 3 left.
Yeah, 3 rounds left. Okay. With 3 rounds left to go, well, I'm sure you'll find some fuel somewhere. Who knows? I mean, you're on the way to a hangar bay where they keep jet fuel lying around, so maybe there'll be opportunity there.
Maybe like a Mega Man fill up. I can just run by the diggity.
But with R4 contacting you guys on the open comms, letting you guys know, Master, several stormtroopers are converging on your position. You guys gotta hurry up. So, leading us through the doors and down the hallway, we have Merrick, the mercenary, played by Ryan Messina tonight.
Hey, everybody.
Quick on his heels, the guy who pays the bills and can't seem to keep his love life intact for more than 5 minutes before a new alimony payment comes around. Rahal Oberis, played by Matt Witt tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Dogging his heels, because technically he is his current meal ticket, we have, I believe someone made a joke, Joe said to somebody that we had incorporated, you could be like me, endless cameos. It's like, come on, Mr. Gibson, you have a show. It's called Age of Ashes, not this one. But play return.
I think at this point we can give him an official cast slot, considering he's been around.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's been over a year now.
Frank might want to come back. I know Jay's coming back. We'll see. Playing Vibish, the Gand, which looks like a big bug. Bodyguard, rented out by Ramagiligar to Rahal. Mr. Joe Gibson's in the house tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Speaking of Ramagiligar, he's back for another cameo appearance. Corey Chazon from our up-and-coming Starfinder podcast is in the house tonight.
Ramagiligar is in the house, boys.
And, of course, bringing up the rear, head down, dragging his feet, tuning his guitar. I'm pretty sure our what would we call a Jedi that is not up front whacking with the lightsaber. You're like artillery support. You're like throwing powers around.
Secret artillery.
Secret artillery.
Yeah. Support? I don't remember the in lore name.
Okay.
It's been a while, but yes, hello.
Hello, Mr. Anyone's in the house. So, guys, like R4's warning you, you got to move. You guys are trucking it down these hallways. Now, he guides you on your data pad. R4 can guide you to Hangar Bay 4414.
While I'm running, I'm going to make a couple calls to see if I can get any backup.
Okay.
All hands on deck.
All right. Old Man Zinn is on the Banshee and could possibly, you want possibly O'Keefe to bring the Banshee to the Hangar Bay?
That's not a bad idea. Actually,
but they, you guys would have to up somewhere.
If we involve like starship fire into this, it could easily turn bad.
All those canisters of fuel I mentioned.
I'll call Ramagiligar. I'll tap onto the HoloNet and see if I can hire like a mercenary or something for an encounter.
Holomercs, right?
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting on the edge of your bar stool wishing for employment, right?
Tell him to meet us at the hangar bay, scope the situation, send any intel our way, and aid in combat.
That would be like, you realize that the price of that would be like five
tons,
times.
Like five grand?
Just to drop whatever I'm doing now. You know,
well, like to hire a professional, the rates are like $350 an hour, credits an hour type of deal for just about any specialized thing. So I figure, you know, black market prices, blah, blah, blah. I'll five grand.
All right. Oh, I'll tell you what. It's not that there isn't interesting parties. My concern is time. Wherever they might be on Bespin, could they truck it down to where you want them to be by the time you get there? Because if you guys mix it up with Darga, right, he's trying to leave.
Well, I'm posting it at almost 20 times the price. I'm sure there's going to be some up-and-coming mercenary that's like, yeah, money, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, 50 guys are going to show up, but they could show up 20 minutes late. Like, because when I'm talking about like combat rounds, right? Anyway, a percentage chance.
I'll even put in the message, first come, first serve.
percentage chance. Oh, come on, you got five guys here. You got plenty of help. Percentage chance that they are close enough to actually make it in time. And if they make it, what round... let's see. Ooh, D12. Do we get to roll those? What round they might appear? Okay, got that locked in. So, call goes out. You guys, now, luckily for you, you do have some time to chat because from this catwalk position, it's a bit of a jaunt to the hangar bays. But again, like R4 is contacting you, going, not that way, dumbass. You know, that type of thing. Or like you guys are kind of getting bounced around, going, okay, another way, another way, another way. You know, you can't just kind of jet down a tube there because. For some reason, I don't know, maybe because you just wiped out a squad, maybe they called up backup, maybe it has something to do with... Can I have an intelligence check from you guys all around, except for Gilligar, who's not on the scene just yet?
That'd be a 10.
21.
Oh, you got it, but I really want to see. I want to see Merrick. Oh, 19.
19. Well, this is a tactical situation.
Okay.
Merrick's come on.
Okay. So,
7.
Yeah. Where am I? Who am I?
That's what you get for coming from a boxing background.
He's focused on not bleeding out.
Yeah, really.
And I'm kind of focused on that too.
So,
Do you
guys have 2 seconds to slap a med pack? Does anybody have med packs?
Check
the inventory.
I do have med packs. I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many I have though, because I think I used some already. I think people have been med packed today.
Yeah. We did. We went back to the room, we all got med packed up.
Yep.
Yeah, I've only got one left.
Yeah, and if you guys have done it within 24 hours, you're not good.
You can't do it. Yeah. I don't have the feats. I don't have the serum either.
Oh.
What? So as soon as we get to a point where like we stop for a second,
yeah,
I'm actually just going to grab Vibesh. And just pump him.
Just push him up against the wall and just start pumping his leg?
No.
It's a fierce handy. That's just it.
Well, you know, stressful times. I mean, you know, the love comes out. I guess what?
I'm going to use vital transfer.
Oh. That's funny because, you know what? Right on top of this intelligence check, Merrick and Rahal remember something about... You guys thought that officer was Lieutenant Arias, and he was saying that he's dead. He said something about you guys won't get away with his murder. Now, Rahal's ex-wife got shot down. You saw the accident, and she bled out. No help from you guys. Faded away. And Arandis, you guys kind of lost track of him. Maybe he died back at the casino, or maybe it's just their stormtroopery galactic excuse to hunt you guys down. But yeah,
I kind of liked him, so I'm indifferent.
I don't know how I feel about this memory, but it hits the two of you that, you know, all this stormtrooper chatter and R4 going, guys, like they're like literally hunting you. They have descriptions. It's like somebody during the fight was talking about, you know, you guys or earlier, there has been descriptions listed or something about you guys. And then when you guys, you know, mixed it up with them, they were waiting for you. The people fitting said description are here now. And now they're all like, you know, those video games where like it shows you the ghost where you are, where the last position see you, and then you sneak away and there's that like frozen. He's like, okay, they know we're on the catwalk, and you guys are like running down into the hallways and the turbo lifts. You hold up for a minute, you take Vest of oneself, out of med packs, down to one. You guys start remembering about the Lieutenant Aris type of thing. And in the back, because I do have it, Merrick, Rahal, Vibesh, and Poser is behind, you know, does the reach around, gets him up the wall. Vital transfer. Could you read that power for me, sir?
Yes, I can. Vital transfer, light side. You use your own life force to heal another living creature using the force as a conduit. Standard action, one creature touched. Make you use the force check. Result of the check determines the effect, if any. So it scales up DC 15, 20, and 25. And so based on that, the target heals hit points equal to 2, 3, or 4 times its character level. Each time you use vital transfer, you take half as much damage as you heal. Round it down.
Okay. So...
roll
away.
So that is a 28. So boom. I mean DC 25. Mm-hmm. So Vibesh heals 4 times his character level, which since we just leveled
six, yeah,
that's 24 hit points.
And you take 12 damage. Is this what you're saying? Wow.
But I will pop a force point.
Yeah.
And that allows me to negate the damage that I take.
That's pretty awesome. Cool.
Yeah. I had no idea that that was part of the power.
Yeah.
You can also spend a destiny point to move the target +5 steps on the condition track in addition to healing normally.
What?
Did you have any conditions?
No, I'm all good.
Okay.
Anybody have any conditions?
So are you just like literally slapping hands on the shoulders and let the glow go? Or are you going to give me some kind of deception roll just to see if you're like leaning on him?
I'm letting the glow go.
I mean, now's a good time to be popping swifts to clear that stuff out while we're in between battles if you do have condition, if you are down on the condition track.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I might be.
I am all good.
No, I'm good.
Normal.
Run, stop, swift, and run, and swift, and run, and you know, several rounds
double
later.
Double move swift, double move swift.
It's just like you're gimping down the hallway. I got this. Okay.
It's the Terry Fox run.
So, that's terrible.
Why?
Now I have to give all the patron money that we made this month towards gear towards Cancer Society because you're a dick.
No, it's Terry Fox Foundation.
Okay, Terry Fox. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to give your patron money that you give.
Absolutely. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
You have my blessing.
Oh, thank you. Because, you know, $20 is $20. Anyway, moving on. So, Bash, you know, you feel the light touch of the young cone-headed team behind you. You know, just like Yoda, all those memes over the shoulder of Luke, you know, whispering. He just like leans in there and you're welcome. You know, you feel warm glow and get hit points. Yeah.
Do I sense anything?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. We're getting to that. I'd like to see Vibesh, because, you know, he didn't exactly buy him dinner first. How do you feel about this, Vibesh? You do anything?
Nope.
Just
cough.
No, he just leans into him, right? Yeah, just relaxes.
Just touched me and went, I feel better. Okay. A little weird.
Yeah. Not how my culture does it, but.
I can explain later.
Yeah. I am a med pack, right? Yeah. You are the Brute Squad. Okay.
That's awesome.
So, yes. Can I have a use the force check? But why? Why should I give you one? Let's quickly. Now, without covering too much about, like, making this entire character jam session, I thought, since there's going to be so much going on, every time something relevant to your new level comes up, you guys can take a moment and go, because I have this now. And we'll see how that, you know, then we'll talk about in depth, you know, at the end. But something new? Something you want to talk about? Your gut feeling there, Rahal?
Well, I now am force sensitive.
Oh, okay. From radiation exposure from the Conehead Tower, which is
giving
out
5
years.
Well, I always was, but the amount of concentration at the card table trying to read people and relying on my natural intuition seems to have tapped into something deep within.
Really, it's really not the fact that you have like a strong force user beside you, like radiating you every other battle, or you met Dina? You know,
I don't know I have a strong force user beside me radiating every battle.
What about Dina? What about Dina?
Dina and I still haven't had our time together.
Oh, that's true. I'm just saying, like a couple slaps. And, all right.
But I have a feeling next time I see her, she's going to seem much more appealing.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Another one I got to train. All right. Okay. story versus character mode. Hey, I just want to take a level of ranger. Hey, I just want to take force sensitive. In the rebellion era, you know, you guys are hunted. like 3 months after Order 66, the purge is beginning. Vader and his guys start going out in the galaxy. You know, they set up the beacon. Don't come here. Coruscant is a bloodbath, all this type of thing. And Poser, being part of Order 66, witnessing it, has gone to great lengths to cover his true identity. So, can I have a use the force check for a ping, Mr. Rahal? Your very first ping. One ping only.
Ping. Oh, 28.
Okay. You feel someone reaching out with the force, Poser, and you do have the option to mask your presence.
Yes.
He has the option, but his use the force role did not supersede mine.
That was my...
If you read how the sense works, if you're reaching out going sensing a force user, right? Like someone used the force close
to you. Sorry, it was preemptive. I didn't tell you. I've got the force now, so I see the future.
25 does not beat his 28.
It does not.
Ping. So my understanding of this is anyone's sensing force users or use nearby, right? He reaches out. I wasn't specifically
sensing for force users. I was, in my head, I was worried about where the stormtroopers were.
Yeah.
But it manifested as a ping.
You specifically metagamed and went, hey, do I sense that? And I decided to roll with it because, like I said, you're a wild card. You're untrained. We have to get you back to that planet and set you up a sticky tree and get you Goku balled by the Felucian guy, you know, and get you up to speed. But in the meantime,
Because I'm untrained, I'm not trying to hide that ping. I'm not even really aware I made that ping.
Oh, yeah. We're getting to that. So, yes, you get a funny feeling, you know, the kind you get when you're...
I turn around and I just see Poser's hands on Vibesh.
You see Vibesh self-healing.
Vibesh's pieces, bits and pieces are glowing and coming together.
Actually, I don't think there actually is a glow.
No.
But you do see them spooning and he's concentrating and you see Besh just kind of like, you know, straightening up there. But Merrick, someone's coming, you know. No time to figure this out. And yes, Poser, as you tap into the force to heal him in the force current, in the pond, there is just this sort of wild toe dip. You know, that wild sort of like, huh, somebody went, ooh, look, water, flick with the toe, you know, and you're like, huh, try to react and cover. What? Odysseus is here? What now? Draco, what? You know, it's like, no, it's just Rahal. Wait a minute. Rahal. Anyway, a turbo lift way down the far end of the hallway or down the corner. Okay, now you guys are kind of stacked up on a hallway here trying to find out hangar bay 4414. There's several hangar bays down here, and you're pretty sure as you guys go down by the door, is it this one? No, 4-3, 4-4, 4-4-1-6. Wait a minute, turn the truck around. Let's go back. The address is wrong. Oh, wait a minute, sorry, that's my real life job. These turbo lift doors come down. You see the little lights open up, doors open, right? And quickly into the hallway, at like a T intersection at the far end, quickly looking left and then right, you know, like all is clear, and then straightening himself up and just kind of walking casually directly towards you. You guys, the unmistakable hat and forearms of Ramagiligar is trekking towards you. And now the scene as it sees here, the door in between you and you guys stacked up on the wall and Giligar about 60 feet away. What do you guys do? Giligar, you take a couple strides and you do notice these guys all like hunched on a wall, you know, trying to low profile it. Merrick's kind of hard to hide because he just stands out of the wall guarding with his gun, right?
Well, in typical fashion, I'm loud and boisterous and not really paying a whole lot of attention about being quiet. I'll just amble on down the hallway to see what's going on.
All right. You have been up until today doing side games. And we'll have to cover that another time. But whether things went too well for you when you're on the run or not well enough, you've decided to come down to the hangar bays for no reason, possibly to quick exit. And you run into your old friend, Rahal, and his crew. Merrick.
Duh.
You remember Ramagiligar. This is the guy that did the droid battle. The guy that did the Rock of Sock and Robots and stuff, blah, blah, blah. So Rahal has pegged him as a neutral, if not maybe friendly.
Well, that's why he's not been shot yet. Whoa, friend. Just give him the big hand. Slow.
Howdy, boys.
I'll be.
Rahul?
Hey, right on time. You didn't happen to come past any stormtroopers on the way here, did you?
I see nothing.
Right. Well, we're just trying to keep a low profile here and avoid any entanglements when we make our way to the hangar bay. You don't mind lending us your pistols for a bit here, do you, bud?
What's in it for me?
Well, you can forget about the 10K you owe me for staking you in the tournament you didn't even manage to stay in.
Ooh, 10K. I don't remember anything about that, but sounds like a deal to me. Let's do it.
Just then, Ramagil, your bracelet, you know, the Holonet computer bit goes off, and there's this posting for meet at Hangar 4414, bounty hunters and scouts, and everyone come on down, $5,000, blah, blah, blah. And you can't help looking up over the door you guys are standing in front of, and it's like Hangar 4414, you know.
Oh, boy. We better boogie on out of here, boys. We're about to have some company.
The posting does say contact R. Oberus, though. Wait a minute.
So we're right in front of the hangar door now?
Yeah, funny enough, you were so intent on going forward or getting past Ramagil, right? His watch goes off, and it says something about hangar bays. He's just, you know, first guy to look up over the big door to see which one he's at, and it says 4414. You guys are there.
All right, well, I will hit the control panel, see if it's locked.
Nope. Allow me to set the scene and pull out here on the map so that you guys can literally see just about everything. With my Revealio. Wow, here we go.
Presto Revealio.
Exactly.
Oh, look at all those starfighters.
I don't think we're missing a Falcon.
That is the happiest looking hut I have ever seen.
It is. Yeah, that's pretty fair. Also, kind of looks like a demented jack-o'-lantern.
Yep. Man. Ooh, it's a photo of Jabba's tryout for Kiss.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's making the tongue. Okay. Large hangar doors that take up four squares, two each. But like blast doors, really, just pop open. And an immense hangar bay filled with starfighters. Two on the left, four on the right. Crates abound. This hangar bay is actually quite large. There is an exit on the left, and there is a yacht parked, backed up on the end across from you. The air is thick with the smell of burning oil, and the sounds of repulsor engines firing up echoes through the hangar. To one side, six modified Z-95 headhunters, decorated with the Hutti symbol, idle, while their pilots go over them carefully before takeoff. At the far end of the hangar, the rear boarding ramp of a luxury 3,000 star yacht extends to the floor, while the bloated form of Darga the Hutt stands beside it, issuing
space
orders.
Space tentacle.
Yeah.
Issuing, on your screen.
Issuing orders.
I think your cat was there. Yeah.
Yes, I'm. Yep.
I'm like, oh no, Cthulhu.
Oh no, it's the dreaded Sky Starlack.
This is my daughter's cat and Jay's cat, Shiloh. This is Dr. Leth's cat, Shiloh. Actually.
Dr. Leth's cat.
This is Dr. Leth's cat, Shiloh, who obviously snuck into my studio and popped up and was roaming around my paperwork for my dice. And you must have caught the tail. Moving on, a luxury 3,000 star yacht extends to the floor while the bloated form of Darga the Hutt stands before it, ordering issues to pilots. A tall battle droid stands vigilantly beside him, and in the distance behind you sounds the pursuit. Still continues, unfortunately. At the sight of your entrance, Darga barks orders to his pilots, who draw weapons and turn to fire at you. Gentlemen, roll for initiative. Oh, yes, the battle.
It's like the tokens.
Yep. Don't forget
select your token. Select before you roll initiative.
Select your token.
Oh, where's that button?
Press the button.
There should be.
Boop. So.
11. Poser, your initiative is better.
33. Well, I got a 19 on the dice. And I have a 14 to initiative.
God, that's amazing.
A 25.
I don't see them changing in my board here, though.
They are on the turn order sheet, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're totally lining up on mine.
Oh, 25 for myself.
I see brand new. Okay. I see brand new guys here. So, what do we got? I don't see. Nope. There's Vibesh. There's bad guys. Huh. I don't see Gilgar on here.
Did not click as many, obviously.
Click the arrow. Click the mini.
Shame. Ding, ding.
Okay, so with 25 sorted. So, top initiative order with 33, we have Poser and then all the bad guys. So, Poser, you are up. Bad guys are on deck. What do you want to do, Poser?
Alrighty. I will run 5 squares across, going through a hall square, and then one up, stepping right through the middle of the doorway.
Yep.
And then I'm going to call up Darga, it's no use running. And I'm going to try and adept negotiate him. So I get to make a use the force check against his will defense, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, target's will defense. If I exceed it, or equal or exceed it, he moves -1 on the condition modifier, or a condition track.
Okay.
He does get a +5 to his will defense if he is higher level than me.
He gets a 31. He gets a +1 to his will defense if you're higher. If I'm higher level?
+5 to will defense.
5. Ah, okay. Huh. So, hi, I'm Darga. My bulky form of this slimy hut, I undulate when I drag myself across the hangar floor. My eyes are wide open in surprise, and my movements seem rushed and frantic. Odd emotions for being of this size. However, being a 5th-level noble, 2nd-level scoundrel, 1st-level crime lord, that's 8. So I do exceed you. But my willpower is crazy high. And then in brackets, I have another one even higher versus use the force. Because of some of his talents.
This is not using the force, however. It's treated as a persuasion check to demoralize.
Gotcha. So. And even with that extra +5, you just make it. Success. But barely. You want to use a force point? Or am I just, you know, the old, well, you know, maybe.
No, because I do want to save those at least for a bit. So.
Okay. Down 1 in the old condition track, -1 to everything I do. Okay. And maybe you're the reason why his movements suddenly seem even more rushed and frantic. Odd emotions for a being of his size. Is that it for you, sir? One move, one demoralization?
Yep.
Now, do you need time for this? Is this like diplomacy in D&D where you can just drop it as standard action?
It's similar to an intimidate check in first edition Pathfinder to demoralize and shake them.
Okay, and he's within range?
25 squares? I assume he can hear me and understand me.
Yeah, no, if there isn't an actual square range, he literally saw you guys at the door and went, oh, right? Someone's coming.
Yeah.
Sees anybody, first guy is you, shoot him. So he's literally eyeballing you, right? So yeah, no, you got this. Okay, awesome. Shoot them! Right? Okay, so as one, because, you know, yay, all the bad guys go at once, okay? The droid steps out, like, starts strafing to the left to get clear. There's boxes and crates sort of in the middle of this room. So he starts strafing to the right, or its left, several squares to line up a clean shot at you guys. And right now, I see Poser in the door, so he's going to shoot a Poser. Funny enough, Darga himself starts fumbling around his little belt for a gun. The pilots drop what they're doing, wrenches, checks, whatever, right? And they move to cover while drawing pistols. And if they have a shot, a lot of them will take it. So I've randomly just kind of placed them. Like, it's not fair to have them in cover, pistol out, going, oh, you know, they were working on their machines, right? So I have one guy over here who's not even near it know, he's getting something. A lot of guys are near the cockpit. Some guys are on the nose. Some guys are on the engines, you know, that kind of thing. So forgive me while I quickly just have these guys, you know, rethink their lives and try to move into positions where they get cover from their ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Crouching under a wing with crates and stuff. So I'm just going to say the top-down view kind of counts. And these guys just 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, try to move.
So one thing I just want to mention really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Drawing a weapon is a move action.
No base one attack, blah.
Nope.
Can't do well. Okay. So us pulling our little pistolero, one move action, and I'm sure you guys have freaking pulled a swift or moved while pulling out guns.
I don't know. Don't. But I
no,
use melee
weapons. No, we did have a chat way back in season one about your first move should just be move to cover, pull a weapon, and you're done. It's fine. But I do remember this. So anyway, my guys pull weapons, move into position, okay? Darga is barking orders and pulls a weapon. The droid, however, is good to go because it's sitting there guarding him. So it just, you know, it is a weapon. They're fixtures, yeah. Right? So it just moves over and, you know, levels its weapon at you because already out. So we got one droid, one lonely droid taking one shot at Ballsy Poser. I gotta say, you've come a long way. Do you remember we used to hang at the back and just play guitar? Dude's like first man in the room. That has nothing to do with that you're thinking you're about to be upstaged by our leader who suddenly has force powers or force senses, right? Damn, you time to up my game, right? A Clan Mion security droid with the blaster pistols and a vibro axe. Pistol out. Just a regular pistol. Good luck. Now, I believe... Oh, switching the screens. Since he's just wielding a pistol at the moment. And vibral axe is a little bit better. Pistols have 20 squares for point blank, and then we get into penalties. And he's got a vibro. I thought he had a rifle. So anyway, he moves left. 1, 2, 3. Like, instead of moving forward like a human would, they think electronically. So it's like 2 to the left, move forward. So he goes 1, 2, 3 to the left, and 1, 2, 3, 4 just starts marching at you, and then up pops the gun, you know, as he's walking along. Not unlike a certain IG-88 walking down the street of, you know, in The Mandalorian. No, it's season one, and there's no spoilers. I love that. Real classic Western stuff. He's just walking down the street, shooting at guys that are all hiding, popping up in the building roofs and windows. Awesome stuff. So, these fights... You know, this is real stuff. I'm not going to rely on, you know, Star Wars dice. We're going to, you know, pop real virtual dice at you so you guys can ooh and ah and see and taste every last minute of what's going down here. So, rolling a 14. It's doing the double thing again. Sorry, I just take the first one. 14 to shoot your reflex poser.
My reflex is 18.
So close, but no cigar. And I believe, let me just double check with Darga to make sure that my orders have side effects. Inspire confidence. I inspire confidence. Yes. Actually, I'm going to impel ally one because you're shaking me up, right? He doesn't go, man, get him. You can't be very confident if you're like... bringing him down the track. That doesn't make a lot of role-playing sense. So he pulls the gun after trying to impel his ally, and we'll get into what that could possibly do in a minute. But moving down, Merrick, you are up, sir. What do you do? Ramagiligar, you're on deck. So Merrick, what do you want to do?
I will move over to the opposite door. Seeing how Kral is on this door frame and he's hugging it, as is right. As soon as I can grab my mini...
Sorry, can you get a little closer?
I am very close.
There we go.
Very close. So I will post on door on side. Then I will... Oh, great. I will make the robot in center of room my prime target.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's an ability I got. It's a talent, an ambush specialist. It's if you're not surprised on the first round of combat in an encounter, you can treat the first round of combat as if it were
surprise rounds for the purpose of talents and feats that trigger only during a surprise round, like this. Additionally, during the surprise round, as a free action, you can designate your designate a target as your prime target. I gain a +2 morale bonus to attack rolls against your prime target until the end of the encounter.
Cool. And this is something new?
No, it's something I've just neglected to use.
Oh, wow.
I've had this since I was fourth character level.
Shame.
It is.
Okay, so have at it.
All right. And then I think we all know what happens now, right?
You run away?
Yeah. In an alternate universe, possibly, but in this universe, far, far away, auto fire. Oh. And I already checked it out. I can't get Darga with the robot, so... Wamp, wamp. So it's all just him. All for one little lonesome robot.
Okay.
All right, Sasha, go eat.
Sorry, I had to go check on the still.
I rolled shite. I rolled 1. That's a 9.
All right.
But actually, for him, it'd be an 11.
As much as I like to pull out the Starfinder crit and fumble deck for this game, you know, hits are hits, misses are misses, free, no crit roll. And
this is auto fire, right?
That's correct.
You can't critically succeed or fail on auto fire. He gets reflex defense, I think, for half.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So he gets hit for 10 points of damage.
Auto fire is excellent.
Now, auto fire takes penalties to hit. Remember, Doug was on about that, about the -5, the -2.
Which, yep.
Are they in there?
Yep.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, like, way back in season 1, you were telling us the wee days of birth of auto fire, and you're like, yeah, I got to take a -5 penalty, but you didn't keep saying it. So, you know, the audience was like, is he still taking his penalty?
You can specialize.
There's things you can do.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you can brace.
Not with this rifle, with another rifle back on our ship.
Oh.
Next. In a few sessions, we'll talk about some changes that are going to be coming on. So,
Is Sasha going to take her place on her rightful place on your mantle?
The mantle of my shoulder, yes.
She's put her time in.
Sorry, how much did I suffer?
10 points.
Can you mount an automatic targeting turret device on your power suit?
You kind of can. So there's going to be that's Sasha's new place of honor will be the shoulder. Yeah,
yeah. Oh man, and I'm gonna be so rich. So rich, like I'm talking, I might be 6 figures by the time all of this resolves.
We shall see.
Merrick might need to talk to you about that.
Merrick, you have you got anything else for us?
Darga, you a bad worm. Ral wants to talk to you.
Okay. Ramagilligar, you're up, sir. What do you want
to do? Well, I want to shoot things.
All right. Care to step into the line of fire here?
Let's see where I am. So we're going to move right over here. And as we're moving, we're going to draw with my lower hands my 2 heavy blaster pistols.
Okay. Now, does your forearm alien allow you to supersede the move action of the feet for 1 move, draw weapons with the other, or are you stuck with that?
I think I am probably stuck with that.
Do you have quick draw?
Let me check. And
your feet. If you
can draw weapons as you move, though, can you not?
No, we just reestablish that you can't.
You can't, okay.
No.
Well, thankfully my weapon's still out, you know, coming fresh from combat.
Oh, yeah. No, these
I
guys,
do have quick draw.
Oh, there you go.
Ah. Oh, so, that's so cool.
Right,
mental
so,
image.
Yeah. So you move the feet for a move action, a swift action, you draw 2 of your weapons, and there you are side by side with Poser, and do what?
I want to take aim on somebody and shoot them.
Okay.
Who's close? Who's firing?
Don't think you can take aim.
That's all right. I just...
But that guy has no cover, so I'd shoot
him. Perfect. Let's shoot that guy right
I guess
there.
Poser gives him cover, doesn't
he? Yeah, Merrick actually just shot at him. Actually, your guy on your left here, you've got a decent... Now, for your snapshots, you guys see the icons on the left, and there's the one, the ruler sticking out of the center. So you can measure stuff. It's like the 4th icon down.
Oh, this one, yes.
Make sure at the bottom it says show to others as opposed to hide from others, because as we're talking, having that visual in the video aspect of this does help to see what we're talking about.
Yeah, that probably that guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's shoot him.
Right. So if you want.
Or you know what? You probably shoot this dude who's right in front of you way down here. That's probably not out of range.
No, he's definitely not out of range because he's only 19.
19.
Yeah. So you know what? Let's go with that. Let's shoot him.
Yep. Okay.
Bang, so, bang.
Yeah.
No so, cover. Just.
Yep. The heavy mech sentry is just stomping right at you. Shoot away.
All right. So what do we need?
He does seem like he'd be the bigger threat here.
I need an attack roll. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Should be right on your character. Just look up your heavy blasters.
Two attack rolls. Does he not get two shots because he's got the whole forearm thing going?
He can, but at penalties.
Right. I'd do it, man, with that second one for sure.
Yeah. Do you know what? I like it. Let's do it. Let's go with the double shot.
Because that's going to be at -5 for the second shot.
No, it's so 5 and 10. -5 the first shot, -10 the second shot.
Dual weapon mastery, one full round action, -5.
Okay. But you don't have a full round action. Full round action because you moved in here.
I want to cheat.
What
about a point blank shot? +1 to attack, +1 to damage within 30 feet.
You do have that. We're within 20 squares for your thing, but you can use a force point to soften the attacks.
Let's do that. So we'll just pull for full force point. Okay. Come on. Let's make some good shots.
Do you want to take the first or the second?
Second one.
Okay. So roll D6.
1D6. What do you mean 1D6?
That's my what damage force just... point does.
That's what force point. Is that force point's going to add to your attack roll. An additional D6. Four. Okay, so you got a 12 and a 20, with -5 on the first one is like...
Seven,
right? And your 20 on the second one is 20 down to 10. Now it comes up to 14. However, next round, if you stay in place, your mastery will, kick in and you'll have far, far easier go of it. Anyway, with a 14, not too shabby. The droid is taking fire and no close, but no Cigarro.
Oh, come on.
Well, I guess
I got four hands.
Yeah, so one scratch, well, at least one of them scratching your head, wondering why you missed. I can tell you that right now.
I'm reaching for a cigar. I need a cigar. And the other one's reaching for a bourbon.
No matter what he does.
He's got the bourbon and the stogie. That's awesome.
Yeah. Why'd I miss as he's pouring himself a drink?
Class. No matter what he does, there's always one hand patting himself down looking for smokes and poos. You get too close, the hand like moves out, starts patting down your pockets. Yeah, any smokes on you? Yes, cigar. All right, Gilligar, I believe that's you for this round, sir.
Yes, sir.
And Vabesh, you're up. Rahul, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Mr. Besh?
For our movement, because I'm located way off like the end of the map here with no grid, so.
Okay. So we'll bring you in.
Four squares to the edge of the door, straight forward, and three squares up. Five, six
to get to the corner.
Wow.
That's one move. You can do it again.
All right. One, two. I am done.
Okay. This comes in, slides to the right, heading towards the guy that got wrapped by Merrick, I believe.
I wrapped the sentry droid in the center of the room.
Oh, you're shooting the droid. I thought you were shooting the guy. Sorry.
No, sir.
I will move those hit point losses. Sorry.
No problem.
All right. And swift action left, Babesh. Anything? Pull a weapon?
Nope. Done. Pull a weapon.
I am a weapon. Rahul, ending the round. You're up. What do you want to do?
Well, I am going to do the whole I'm hiding around a corner shooting at things, and I'm going to, peek my head out from the corner and take a shot at the droid as well.
Sure. Now, from your position, is that still within 20?
It probably actually is, but let's... I hate that. Don't do that. Okay, where's my little ruler? How do you get the ruler?
You just did it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, somebody did.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Yes.
20 squares, yeah. Because you technically, as you lean out, you technically occupy... No, actually, you still occupy the same square. It's close.
Take it from the front corner. Yeah, I don't know if you could.
If I have the action, I'll take aim and shoot.
All right.
And I think I have point blank shot too, which is something I never use. Yes, I do. Look at that. Well, I'm going to use it now. Where are you?
Hey, baby, I'm going to shoot you.
Point blank shot, plus one.
20 to hit. Not natural.
Not natural? It deflects off of the droid's durasteel hull.
No, it doesn't. I spent a force point.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
24.
No, you don't. Because don't. Before the results are renounced. 20, not natural. And I said, it misses. You're like, well, because I believe you have to use those before. Remember all that baiting? We go going, well, it's close. Yeah, do you want to?
Okay. No, that's fine. So then, no.
I might be getting my. We'll have Poser look into this, but I might be in my thing, but I'm pretty sure before they're announced. Now, I have no qualms with burning your force points. Go nuts. But you guys all just leveled, which means you got a new suite of them. Yep. So I got to dig in and start draining them as much as possible.
On your turn as a free action, you may spend a force point to roll one die six and add the result to a single attack roll, skill check, or ability check. You can do this once per round. Eighth level increases to two die six. Take the best dice results as your bonus. Some talents, force techniques require you to spend a force point to activate. There's.
I've allowed in the past, and I know it sounds like I'm pulling this out of my ass to be a dick, but it's just like, pretty sure there has that, you know, that subliminal. Anyway, for right now, it's probably worse if I don't allow it, because, like I said, if they just let you allow it to burn the force point. You know, because it's the force, it's luck. Oh, wow, it actually hit, as opposed to most rulings in most systems where it's like, you got it. Oh, look, I rolled so shitty. It's a four. I'll try to use this and boost it and then ask the DM, you know, did it hit? It's usually the way those go.
No, but I'm okay with if you're resolving it, we can't use it.
Hmm. Well, if you don't want to use your force point, but I'm hesitant to set a precedent now on this because we've done so in the past, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll risk being wrong. I mean, it's not like we're ever really right. So, yeah.
Before you resolve, we'll try. Sense. I mean,
it does seem to. Otherwise, it's pretty gross because anyone could just have like, oh, six free shots, right? Yeah, well. Anyway. So, holding on to your force point because I'm going to let you use it.
Yep.
You so close, but no cigar. Eh? Get it? Gilligar? No? Okay. Did you get anything else for us, sir? You were aiming.
No,
your
that
gun?
Was it. That was me.
That poke was out. It. That was you.
Poke out, take aim, take my shot, poke back.
Yep. Okay. Round two. Poser, you're up. Bad guys are on deck. What do you want to do, Poser?
I am going to run out following Babesh, but trying to get in front of him to eat hits.
Okay.
So six squares of movement for move action, and then a standard action. I'm going to fight defensively.
Okay. Now, you didn't manage to get in front of him. You're actually behind him and to the left one square.
Right. That's the closest that I can get.
Okay.
With six squares of movement.
No, just keep the audio audience in mind going, this is what I try to do, and if, like, you don't say what actually happened, they just assumed it's done, right? So,
yeah, fair.
Okay.
But you're trying... negative five penalty to my attack rolls, and since I'm not making any attacks until my next turn, I get a, instead of a plus two dodge bonus, I get a plus five dodge bonus to my reflex.
Cool. All right. Full defense, but running towards somebody. Usually it's run away and don't hit me. It's kind of weird to see this guy go running towards somebody going, ah, well, no, you're twirling the axe, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else, sir? Let's see.
That's it.
Okay, the bad guys. Well, I'm going to have this guy who's sitting right here on the corner. He's going to take a move to get some cover going because everyone's running at him. And he's going to shoot at the lead guy, which is Besh. This guy here to the north. Going counterclockwise around the... Actually, you know, to make it easy, let's go clockwise around the room. So the two on the left and then down the four on the right. So clockwise, pilot on the left is leaning out, and the closest guy is Gilligar. He's going to take a shot at him. Next pilot, and I'll just go around the room. So starting with Gilligar, these guys probably are not... Let me just double check here. Probably not as good a shot as our droid. No, they are not. Far, far worse. 18. Oh, okay. Two. I don't know why it's doubling down. Two plus by three, five. So a wild shot at Gilligar with a five. I'm assuming
are
that misses
double
you.
Double clicking?
I think so. Just a habit, right?
It's just a single click.
It's so hard not to in the world of you know, for me. And look at all those 18s I'm wasting, so, you know, don't complain. Gilligar, I'm assuming 5 misses you.
What number am I looking for?
Your reflex, which is probably at least 10, so I think you're good. It's probably a wild shot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The other pilot is way, way far back and tries to press the advantage of the crates and comes running up, does a double move to get to the first crate for cover. And hopefully we'll, you know, like, draw a battle line there. The droid simply advances straight towards you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and continues to shoot. Now, the first target goes strafing to the left. There's a target now that's been shooting at me. So it's also going to try and shoot at Gilligar. Oh, look at that. I actually managed to click just once. 13 plus its 6 is 19. What's your reflex again there, Sir Gil?
19.
Ah, it does manage to get you in the shoulder, sir. That's not good, because this means I get to roll all sorts of D6s at you now.
Not nice. Why are you picking on me?
Well, because you're...
Why you got to pick on me? I'm like four arms. Are you like picking on like the forearm dude or what? Come on. Are you singling me out?
You're like handy capable because you have extra arms? I don't see any...
Something like that. Come
wow.
on.
Wow. That was really rude.
Dude.
What? He's the opposite of... Never mind.
My point, exactly.
You wait till I get close to you. I'm going to kick you right in the shins.
Well, your shins take 10 points of damage plus... Where is my droid?
Ouch.
Here? Where's my droid? Droid. Plus 2. So 12 points, sir. 12 points off your character, please.
Evil.
No. Just doing our job. Moving forward.
Programmed.
Yep, that's right. There's no crates on the other side, so these pilots are just going to start taking long shots, leaning out. 1, 2, 3, and 4 down the row. Leaning out towards the door, the shooting at the doorway. Again, a shot going for Gilligar by the looks of it. Just seems to be the easiest line of sight for him.
I'm going to kick you all in the shins.
Welcome to the party, Gil. 4 plus three is 7, right? The next guy down, it's a tighter shot. I can see better, and I can see guys trying to get behind us. So I've got pilot number 4 shooting at Poser. With a 3 and a 3 is a 6 and a yep.
Loser. And
next guy also shooting at Poser. 11, 14 and a miss, I believe.
Yes.
And our final guy peeking around the bottom, and Vibesh is strafing up that wall there. Shot at Mr. Besh with a 13. Boy, these guys are not doing very well. And Darga himself is going to get onto his little ramp here. 1, 2, and take a shot at you guys. Now, I get onto the ramp, try to get a little bit of, you know, like high ground, but it's really not enough to negate cover. So I'm still going to say you guys shooting at him and me shooting at you, there's those crates. Unless I can get a straight bead, everybody has cover. And my droid is kind of giving you two that are running sideways cover. So, and he's not smart enough to sit there and aim. He's trying to leave, right? So up the ramp he goes, and he takes his own little wild shot at you guys out in the open. 5.
Actually, there shouldn't be cover if you draw from the back square.
On who?
On Darga. So you pick a corner, and then you check it against all four corners of the target, and if none pass through cover, then they don't have cover.
So he could take a shot at you.
Yes.
At this point, I appreciate the honesty, but I think he's focused on the door. You guys are spilling in, and he's leaving, so he's just kind of shooting at whoever's in the door, you know what I mean, at the doorway. Yeah. Because I just believe that that's his mindset at the moment. Anyway, with a crappy 5, because I'm going to go back to my real dice.
No, we like the ones you're using.
Yeah, I guess, eh? Jeez.
Hey,
that's
look, the curse of roll 20 can't go on Frank, and it's having pity on me, so it's targeting you.
Yeah, I think that's what Frank said. You know what? I'm not feeling Star Wars. You guys go right ahead without me, right? Merrick, you're up. Ram and Gilligar, you're on deck, which means you're next. So, Merrick, what do you want to do?
Daga.
Yes, you're in a hangar bay, which is also a dock.
No, Daka Daka. Like plenty of Daka Daka.
Okay.
That's the sound the gun makes. What does the gun say?
Oh, I have sound effects for the gun.
Oh, that's so do I.
So what do you got?
Auto fire on my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Get the button. Okay. This prime. Get that roll. Auto fire is minus 5. Auto fire is minus 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got you worried now that your character's not set properly. As far as I know, it was.
No, I'm just making sure. Fair is fair.
Hmm.
Ooh, submit. All the dice have been rolled. Attack of 15.
Against whom?
My prime target. The robot.
The droid that's coming up?
The droid, yes. Okay.
That is a miss.
That is a miss. Mm-hmm. So I want to re-roll. Oh, yeah. By the way, I have this another feat. It's called Assured Attack.
Mm-hmm.
It allows me to re-roll the lowest die in my damage rolls, and I have to take that no matter what.
Okay, so you're going to re-roll the 2?
Yeah, I'm going to re-roll the 2.
Okay.
So, bam.
Why are you rolling 4d8 instead of 3d8?
I'm assuming it's... I have no idea. It's only counting 3. Ask for roll 20. So, I got 3 more because I rolled a 5 instead of a 2, so I got 20 total damage. I'm assuming he didn't get hit with a 15.
No.
Then he got 10 more damage.
Okay. Chewing him up, you know, on the corners as it is. You're not doing bad. Like, he's you know, taking scoring and slowing down, and bits are flying off, though, you know, the Terminator still advances. And it's advancing towards you.
Very good.
That's it for Merrick?
Yeah.
Okay, Ram McGilligar, you're up. Would you care to take that full round action to unload with very little penalty now?
Yep, I would like to take the full round action right there on that droid dude. So you need this. Submit. Ooh, look at that.
Call it. What do we got?
I have an attack on the first one. Attack of 29 or 25 with a damage of 19. And on my second pistol, I have attack of 19 with a damage of 18. Okay. But I have a minus...
Spend force point on the second attack.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we say what hits
do
and misses.
Do it.
All right. You know what? Let's do it. So I'll spend a force point on the second attack.
Okay. So another D6 to bolster that.
D6.
The force is with us.
No, a decent gunslinger is finally with us.
Oh, except for the 2 I got. Damage.
Somebody
that's 21. That might be
I'm
enough.
I'm right here.
Yeah, but you just spray and pray. I mean, the skill. The guy's
gunslinging.
He's twirling guns and shooting 1, 2 from the hip. I mean, just got a little bit more style is all I'm saying.
That's one of us has to rep America.
Uh-huh.
With the Russian accent. Ooh, the irony.
Oh. Again,
Aiden's right there, guys.
Oh no, it's completely accurate.
Oh, okay. Sorry, so you were talking about a penalty a second ago there, Corey.
Yeah, because the double the dual weapon mastery gives me a one full round action of -5.
Okay, so basically what it does is instead of -5, -10 on the offhand, it's -5 for both. So okay. your 25 becomes a 20, your 19 plus, what did you get for the?
I got 2? A 2, so a 21. So
becomes 17.
16. So I have a 20 and a 16.
Okay. Against my reflex.
5.
Of 21.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, dude. He looks great. He's twirling and he's, you know, and this type of thing. And he's getting hits, but, you know, no bits are flying off.
I'm really going to kick you in the shins.
It's all right. Vipesh, you're up.
All right.
You're on deck.
I will move. Oh, double please move, do. Actually. In a straight line. 1, 2, 1, 6, 1, 2. And I'll end beside whatever that guy's name is. He doesn't have a name.
That guy's
you can
name is...
make a charge attack.
Yep.
I have to charge in a straight line?
As a standard action, you may move your speed, minimum 2 squares in a straight line through unobstructed terrain, and then make a melee attack at the end of your movement. Get a +2.
As long as you're here, you're adjacent.
I'm not moving in a straight line. That's why I am moving here. So whoever just moved me.
Oh, yeah, there's no cardinal movement in this, so you can't sort of adjust the line. You got to, like, run down.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry. I get it for counting movement, but you have to be able to charge.
I know.
Any direction, in as long as it's unobstructed. I'm sorry. I get it, but there's no reason he wouldn't be able to make that cardinal adjustment. You know, run over, up one, over, as long as he counts the movement of going up one, not going on a diagonal.
Okay, DM, whatever you say.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just arguing.
He's very opinionated, lady. He's got a good point. You know,
I get it. Like, I get the intent of the cardinal directions only for calculating
movement. It says straight line. It does not say squares in a straight line, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So you should be able to go 1, 2, 3, 4 straight ahead, right? And then move yourself up 1 square, straight up 5. 6 places you
adjacent
on a corner, and just you should be able to attack from there. Because when you're on a corner, the guy doesn't get cover with a melee weapon. No. Well, actually, no, he does, but yeah.
It's a wing.
Too. I will allow the charge, but you've got to take the cover bonus against your opponent.
Nope. I will continue with my original movement and go back there.
Okay.
And I am done.
Now, we talked about attacks of opportunity with pistols. Or they don't provoke them, but I don't think you get them, right? So even if you go wide, you should be good. I can't remember. I know they don't provoke, but you don't necessarily get to execute them, so you should be good to step right in. Okay, so double moving, you're good?
Yep.
Okay. But I do see Matt's argument about the charge. And like I said, as long as you use your cardinal movement, or sorry, your lateral movement carefully along the way, you have your straight line, and it should still be legal, right? Because even though your guy does the zig halfway through his zag, the line that he's approaching, like I said, no obstacles. And it doesn't say a line of squares. It just says a line. You know, you should be good. But like I said before, that line would take you right to the tip of the wing of the Z95, and you would have to succumb for penalty.
Some, like, Commodore 64 logic style training. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only move in this way or that way.
Remember the ASCII games, guys?
When you don't know, you could possibly take a ruling, because if there's no clear, right? My decision. Have you ever seen the lightning bolt lines in the D&D book where they do all kinds of, like, or the cones and they move them around, they show the templates, and the lightning bolt line is jaggy as fuck. Like, it's like, I could see that. Yeah. Anyway, you know, so long as Matt doesn't mind me coming around to his decision, like, on my own. all right, I just bugged him enough. The guy's, he's not well. It's okay. Vivesh, you all done?
Yeah.
Okay. Rahal, Matt, you're up. What do you want to do? Hey, Matt, welcome to the game. What do you want to do?
I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. Peek, shoot, peek. Unpeek, I should say.
He's peeking, get him!
Yeah. Please roll good. Do it. 23.
Ooh. And who are you shooting?
The droid.
Alright. That is a hit, sir.
Oh, yes, it is. 13 points of damage.
Nice. Takes a big chunk out of him. Dude's, I won't say slowing down, like, literally, but, you know, he's slowing down. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Round 4. And the battle still could go in either direction, and we'll see you next time on We Shot First. Say goodnight, Gilligar. Maybe you'll hit something next time.
I got it, finally, slow but sure. Good night, everybody, and thanks for coming out.